Today's daf is Baba Kama daf mem beis. We left off on daf mem aleph and beis at the two dots. Just a quick word about the very last agadata, couple of lines that we did right before the two dots, the very famous gemara that we've seen in a couple of places already, in Kiddushin and in Pesachim, and we'll see again before we're through with Shas. But the Gemara had darshined Es Hashem El Kachatira, that Shimon Amsuni or Nehemiah Amsuni were darshined every S in the Torah, but once he got to Es Hashem El Kachatira, he figured there's nothing else to darshan. How can you darshan anything to relate to Mora Makom, to relate to Yiras Hashem? You can't have anything that goes in the same breath as Yiras Hashem. So he said he was porished from all the Essen that he darshaned. And then the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva came along and said, no, Es Hashem El Kachatira is the Rabbos Tamidei Chachamim comes to teach me to the din of Mora Tamidei Chachamim as well. So therefore you can still darshan all the rest of the Essen. So just a quick vart, the Makne in Meseches Kiddushin Dafn and Zayin, where this Gemara also appears, points out that it's Dafka Rabbi Akiva who it took to say such a drasha, because Rabbi Akiva saw his Talmidim were lo nagu kavod zebezeh, and he saw what happens when there's a lack of kavod for Talmidei Chachamim. So he was comfortable darshaning that we have to have the highest respect for Talmidei Chachamim in order to avoid the tragedy that he saw in his lifetime. Tzafnas Paneach suggests a little bit differently, also based on Rabbi Akiva's personal experience, but the fact that Rabbi Akiva used to be sonei Talmidei Chachamim, used to hate Talmidei Chachamim before he became one himself, and he realized that very often they go hand in hand. That when you respect Talmidei Chachamim, it brings you to respecting the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Mora Talmidei Chachamim brings you to Mora HaMakom. So since he saw that with his own experience, in his old attitude toward Talmidei Chachamim and his new attitude toward Talmidei Chachamim, so that's why he was the one who was able to be Mechavein to this drasha. And just one more idea, we mentioned yesterday that Tosos asks, why do I need a special Es Hashem El Kechatira, a special S to tell me that I have to have covered for Talmidei Chachamim? Don't I already know that from a pasuk in the Torah? Mipnei seva takum v'adarta pnei zaken. The Gemara in Kiddushin darshins zaken is zesha kama chachma. Right, seva means an old person, but zaken means a talmid chacham. So you know that you have to respect a talmid chacham already from v'adarta pnei zaken. So why do I need Es Hashem El Kachatira? So it's also said that Es Hashem El Kachatira is to tell you a din of Rabbi Mufak, that there's an extra level of kavod for Rabbi Mufak. So the Brisker Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perkei Halachi Ralf, just points out that it seems that there are two dinim in kavod Talmidei Chachamim. You have a din of Hidur, right, v'adarta pnei zaken, and that's for any Talmud Chacham in the world. There's a din of Hidur, a kima sheyeshba Hidur, Hidur in general. But then there's a further din for Rabba Mufak, a din of Yira, that it has to be an actual level of Mora of a Talmud Chacham. And what's the nafkamina between them? So the Gemara in Kiddushin has some drashos that relate to the notion that the kima, the standing up you do for a Talmud Chacham, has to be a kima sheyesh bahidur. It has to be standing up in a way that's an obvious show of respect to the Talmud Chacham. For instance, if you stand up in a way where people don't realize that you're standing up for the Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says you only stand up when the Talmud Chacham is nichnas betoch dalet amosav. When he comes within your dalet amos, that's when you stand up, because then it's evident he's here. You're standing up because he's right next to you. He's within your dalet amos. Right, but when it comes to Rabba Mufak, when do you stand up? So the Gemara says, afil b'mlo enav, as soon as you see him. Now, you're over here, he's 100 yards down that way. You're standing up for him. No one knows that you're standing up for him. You can't tell. It's not an obvious hidur to him, but it's a din in mora. It's not an issue of hidur, of whether it's evident that you're paying, that you're giving respect to him. It's an issue of do you have that sense of awe and trepidation that when he walks in, you just you stand up because you have to, because you have that sense of automatic mora. There's also a din, the Brisker Rav points out, there's a din in the Gemara and Kiddushin as well, that you only have a chiyuv kima b'makom sheyesh bo hidur, in a place that's a respectful place for a Talmud Chacham. So in a Beis HaMerchatz and Beis HaKisei, there's no din of kima b'fnei Talmidei Chachamim, only in a somewhat respectful place. So the Brisker Rav points out that would also be enough kamina for Rabba Mufak when it's a din in Mora. So there's no limitation of makom sheyesh bo hidur, even in a Beis HaMerchatz or Beis HaKisei, where it's not necessarily a respectful place. Still, one would have a chiv to stand up for Rabba Mufak. So that's the just a couple of haras from yesterday's Gemara. So let's move on now to today's Gemara. We're at the two dots on Daf Mem Aleph and Beis. Tan Rabbanan. So we had darshaned yesterday, Baal HaShor Naki comes to teach me that you're not allowed to get Hana'a from the Shor HaNiskal at all. And not only we had said that the Yisra Achila, we know from the fact that you give it Skila, obviously you're not going to be able to eat it because it's a Nevela. You're not allowed to get Hana'a from it at all. And we said even Hana'as Oro, even the Hana'a from the hide of the animal. So that was our first drasha from Baal HaShor Naki. Now once we mention that, the Gemara is going to quote a series of other drashos from Baal HaShor Naki. We have three more drushos, three brises throughout today's daf that have other limudim from that phrase of Baal HaShor Naki. So first things first, Tan Rabbanan. So the drusha number two from Baal HaShor Naki is as follows: Ubaal HaShor Naki, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Naki mechatzi kofer. That Baal HaShor Naki means that if a shor tam kills somebody, he doesn't pay chatzi kofer. The owner of the shor doesn't pay chatzi kofer for his shor tam killing somebody. Amar lo Rabbi, meaning when a shor muad kills somebody, obviously you pay kofer shalem. But unlike by nezek payments, where a muad pays nezek shalem and tam pays chatzi nezek, with kofer you don't have kofer shalem for a muad versus chatzi kofer for a tam. Muad pays kofer shalem, but a tam doesn't pay anything. So Amar lo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, "Valo hu atzmo in mishalem el megufo." He says, "Well, obviously, you're not going to pay anything because, in general, the only payment that a shor tam pays, even for nezek payments, when he pays chatzi nezek, is only payments megufo. You only pay up until the value of the animal. So you would sell the animal and pay the money of that. So over here also, well, the animal gets killed. So how could you possibly pay megufo? The guy could say, yeah, I'll gladly pay you chatzi kofer. Take my animal, bring it to Beis and I'll pay you. The animal's not here anymore. You can't bring it to Beis. You can't get paid simply because there's no megufo to pay from." Right? That's how Rashi seems to understand. I'm Lord Bekiva. Pshita de pater valo im chayiv haya ein tashlum avel megufo. V'zesh aniskal mimam mishalim. What's he going to pay from? Yomer lo bailim eviol de Beis mishalim lachim edo. Let the bailim come and say, yeah, bring him to Beis and try to get paid from it. It's not going to help you. Fractosos, wait a second. If the muad pays fractosos, if you assume that tzad tamus b'makom omedes, so even when the muad pays nezek shalim, isn't it half megufo also? Isn't it also limited to somewhat megufo? So Tosos says, no, you have to say that when you're paying kofar, the kofar comes from the tzad muad shabo. It doesn't come from the tzad tamus shabo. Or that's the way the Torah says it, that you pay kofar by a muad. So that's the Chiddush Hakra, so you're going to pay kofar in that situation. But either way, Rabbi Kiva has a shtarka kasha on Rabbi Eliezer. How can you say that it's naki mechatzi kofar, that the Baal HaShor Naki teaches me that you don't pay chatzi kofar? You really need that to teach me you don't pay chatzi kofar? Of course you don't pay chatzi kofar. The animal's killed, so you can't pay megufo. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer responds to Rabbi Akiva, no, I do need the pasuk to tell me that you don't pay chatzi kofer. What, you think I'm talking about a case that I need this drasha in a case where the animal's going to get killed? Of course if the animal's going to get killed, you're right. I don't need a drasha to tell me that you're not going to pay chatzi kofer. But that's not what I'm talking about. Ein dini elok shehemis es ha'adam al pi erechad o al pi bailim. I'm talking about when the animal kills a person based on the testimony of only one aid, or based on the Bailim's own testimony that the animal killed the person. So in that case, you're not going to kill the animal. So if you're not going to kill the animal, then you need a drasha to tell me that you wouldn't pay chatzi kofer for a short time. There's every reason to believe that we would have thought that you pay chatzi kofer for a short time. So, frak the Gemara, wait a second. If the owner of the animal himself admits that it was his animal that killed the person, so it's moda b'knas. Of course you're not going to pay chatzi kofer. Chatzi kofer is a knas. How do we know it's a knas? So it says Rashi, moda b'knas pater, v'chi hechi de miftar miktala, miftar nami mikofer. Rashi says, it's not that it's really a knas, meaning it's not that that we label it as a knas, but simply that whenever the animal's not chayiv misa, you're not going to have a kofar payment. That's the assumption. That's what the Gemara is really asking. That it's a modu b'knasu, that just like your pater from killing the animal's pater from getting killed, the owner of the animal's pater from kofar. And therefore, v'lam likra, so why do I need a pasuk? And really, the Gemara could have asked that by an eirech, it's pasuk that your pater as well. Because the bottom line is, if you're not killing the eved, if you're not killing the shor, so mainly you're going to be pater from the kofar. Tosfos understands, though, that it's really modu b'knas, meaning it's an actual knas. Chatzi kofar would be knas because chatzi nezek is knas. We paskin, we had a machlokas, pal ganiska mamona or pal ganiska knasa. Do we assume that when a short tam does damage, that really inherently you should have known that it's a dangerous animal, and that all animals are assumed to be dangerous and require a level of shmira. But because your animal, it's one of its first offenses, so we give you a break and you only pay chatzi kofar. That's palganiska mamona. Or do we assume, no, stam shor is not going to be nogeach anybody, it's not going to hurt anybody. And therefore, when it does it, and you had no reason to assume that it would do anything, you had no reason to give any extra level of shmira, but when the Torah says, to pay chatzi nezek, that's a knas, special knas that we impose. Really, you should have been pater entirely, but it's a knas. So we assume that palganiska knasa. If palganiska knasa, it stands to reason palga kofer, if there was such a thing, chatzi kofer would also be a knas. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you don't pay chatzi kofer? Isn't it pashut that you don't pay chatzi kofer even when it's only when the shor is not getting killed, and it's only because the bailim is moda that its animal did it? Isn't it still pashut you don't pay chatzi kofer because it's moda b'knas? So answers the Gemara, kasavar kufra kapara. No, it's not so pashut because we're assuming that kofer is a kapara payment. And if kofar is a kapara payment, I would think you should be chayiv even if it's eid echad, even if it's al pi atzmo that you say you're chayiv because you want to get kapara. And the only way to get kapara is by paying it. So that's why that's the havamina, and that's why I need a pasuk to tell me, bala sharnaki, that you don't pay chatzi kofar. That's Rabbi Eliezer's defense for himself. Tanya Idok, we have another brisa where Rabbi Eliezer defended himself somewhat differently. Not that he said, I'm talking about a case where the animal's not getting killed because it's Eid Echad, or because it's the Bailam himself being Moda, but no. Amar Lo, Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, Kach Ani Be'enecha, Shadin B'zeh Shchayv Misa, you think I'm talking about a case where the animal gets killed? Ein Din Yelo B'miskavin L'Argas Behem of Argas Adam. I'm talking where the animal doesn't get killed, but not because the Bailam was Moda or there was Eid Echad. I'm talking that the animal doesn't get killed because the animal tried to kill a behema, accidentally killed a person. L'mitzri v'harig Yisrael, tried to kill a mitzri, accidentally killed a Jew. L'nefelim v'harig ben kayama, tried to kill a nefel that was not a viable person and accidentally killed a real person. And that's the case where I would have thought you would still pay chatzi kofar. There are two eidim, so I think you should pay chatzi kofar. Kamash Malan, Bala Sharnaki, that you don't pay chatzi kofar. So these are the two responses that Rabbi Eliezer had. Either I'm talking in a case where the animal's not chayiv misa because it's al pi bailam or al pi ed echad, or I'm talking in a case where the animal's not chayiv misa, even though there are two eidim, but it was based on the kavana that it, what the animal tried to do and what the animal actually did. So, frankly, Gemara, hey, Amar Liberesha, which defense did Rabbi Eliezer offer for himself first? Was the first brisa or the second brisa his initial response? So there's going to be a nafkamina to which one it is. The Gemara, as we're going to see very soon, that if he gave the weaker response first, and then which we'll discuss in a second which one was weaker, but if he gave his weaker response first, and then only later came up with a stronger response, there's reason to believe that he went back on the weaker response, and he doesn't hold of that anymore. If he gave the stronger response first and then came up with the weaker response, he must really still hold of the weaker response because he had no reason to say it if he didn't hold of it. So what's the weaker response? What's the stronger response? So just simply reading the Gemara, we can guess. There's one response that the Gemara right away questions, right? The earlier response about how the animal's not getting, I'm talking about a case where the animal's not getting killed because the bailam was moda, because there was only Eid Echad. So the Gemara right away questions that. The Gemara says, what do you mean, moda b'knas? So even though the Gemara answers it, well, we hold Kufra Kapara, still, the fact that the Gemara questions it, or even has to lock it into the Shita of Kufra Kapara, right, is indicative of the fact that that's a weaker response. The second response, where he says that I'm talking about a case where it was Niskavin Largus, Behemah, and Hargus Adam, etc., so that the Gemara never even questions. So it seems that that one is certainly the stronger of the two. The Shita Mugbetza says it's stronger because it doesn't lock you into the Shita of Kufra Kapara. You could even assume Kufra Mamona. Rashi says it's stronger because the Gemara doesn't question it. Okay, so however you want to understand that it's stronger. But the second response is certainly stronger. So which one did Rabbi Eliezer say first? Rav Kana Mishmei Drav Amar Miskavin Amar Lidresha. First he said the Miskavin one, the second one, the stronger one. Rav Tavyum Mishmei Drav Amar Hamis Amar Lidresha. No, first he said the weaker first response that the animal killed with only Erechad or with Alpi Bailims. Rav Kana Mishmei Drav Amar Miskavin Amar Lidresha. If you assume that he gave his stronger response first, so then Mashal Etzayit Shachala Dagamin Ayam, it's like a fisherman who's catching fish from the sea. Mishkach Ravar Vishakil, if it catches a nice big fish, it will take it. And then Zutri Shakil, then if he catches smaller fish after that, he'll keep the smaller fish as well. As long as there's still room in the bucket, he'll take the smaller fish also, even after catching the big fish. So that would be what Rabbi Eliezer did. First, he gave his really strong response, and he keeps that one, obviously. And then he finds a weaker response that also works, but he doesn't throw it away, he keeps that too. Rav Tavyum Mishmei Derava Amar Hamis Amar Leberesha. That no, it was the weaker response that he said first. The response where he said that the reason the animal's not chayiv misa is because it was alpi erechad or alpi bailim. That was his first response. Mashal etzayit sheshalad dagam in ayam, and the mashal is like a fisherman catching fish. Mishkach zutri shakal. If it finds a small fish, it takes it. And then what does it do when it finds a bigger fish? Mishkach ravravi shadi zutri v'shakal ravravi. It will throw away the smaller fish and keep the bigger fish. Meaning, it wants to make sure it has room for the big fish, so it'll get rid of the small fish. He'll get rid of the small fish in order to keep the big fish. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer was doing. First, he gave a shvacha teretz, but it's the best he had at the time. Then he came up with a much stronger teretz. He said, now I have a strong teretz. He was able to throw out the shvacha teretz. So that's how the mashal is understood. The Pnei Yeshua questions exactly how to understand this, because shouldn't you just keep them all always? Why don't you keep the extra fish? Must be there's no room in the bucket. So if there's no room in the bucket, why is there room in the bucket the second time? So you look at the Pnei Yeshua. I didn't really look at it too carefully to come up with the answer. Just a ha'ara. Okay, says the Gemara. Now so far we had two drushas of what we learned from Baal HaSharnaki. First one we had yesterday that you're not allowed to even get hana'ah from the or of the behema. That's Shar Niskal. Second drusha we had today, Rabbi Eliezer's drusha. Baal HaSharnaki teaches me that there's no chatzi kofer by a short time that kills someone. Now we're going to have drusha number three of what we learned from Baal HaSharnaki. It's going to take us till the end of the Amud. Tani Idach, Baal HaShar Naki, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Naki mi Dmei Vlados. That the Baal HaShar is Naki from paying Dmei Vlados. If the shor kills a woman's fetus, so the owner of the shor is potter from paying for the value of the fetus. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Harei Omer ki natsu anashim. The pasuk that talks about paying money for killing a fetus says clearly the ki natsu anashim v'nakvu isha haraviyatsu ledavi olyason anoshi anesh kasher yeshlav balisha. Right? It says dafka you pay the money when it's yinatsu anashim. So isn't it an obvious drasha anashim v'lo shvarim? Isn't it obvious that it's only when men fight and not when a shor is involved? Obviously, if a shor is involved, you don't pay the Dmei Vlados, right? So why do I need you to tell me Baal HaSharnaki teaches me that? Just look at the Pasuk about Dmei Vlados, and it's Pashut in the Pasuk. It says, Ki Natsu Anashim, I know, it's Anashim V'lo Shvarim. I don't need Baal HaSharnaki to teach me that. So I answer, Frek the Gemara, Shapir Kam Rabbi Akiva. That's a strong kasha. No, it's a strong taina. How's Rabbi Yosef Eglili going to defend himself? What do I need Baal HaShor Naki for? So the Gemara now is going to offer to answer this question within the question, meaning to answer Rabbi Akiva's Kasha, the Gemara is going to offer four Tirutzim. The Gemara is going to offer four Tirutzim why I would need Baal HaShor Naki once I already have the Pasuk, Yinatzu Anashim, and I know that it's only Anashim that pay the Dmei Vlados, not when a Shor kills the fetus that you pay the Dmei Vlados. So what do I need Baal HaShor Naki for? So answer number one, Amravu L'Bred Ravidi Itzrich. Salka Daita Chamina Anashim V'lo Shvarim Hadomen Anashim. I might have thought that the Pasuk is only telling me that you don't pay Dmei Vlados when the Shor is very much like a person. What do you mean very much like a person? Ma Anashim Muadin Af Shvarim Muadin. Just like an Adam is Muad Li'olam, so by definition, Anashim are always a Muad. So I would say, when do you not pay the Kofar? When do you not pay the Dmei Vlados? When the Shor is a Shor Muad. But Hatam Mechayev, I would think that a Shor Tam does pay the Dmei Vlados. I would think the Pasuk, Ki Yinatzu Anashim, is only excluding a Shor Muad from paying Dmei Vlados, but a Shor Tam would pay the Dmei Vlados. That's why I need a special pasuk Baal HaShor Naki to tell me that a short time doesn't pay the Dmei Vlados either. So, wait a second. Amar Rava, Yitziva ba'arav giru b'shmei Shemaya. What kind of backwards world are you living in? It's like it's like a country that whose citizens are like thrown to the ground, but the foreigners are able to rise to the highest powers of the highest office. A foreigner could become president, but not a natural citizen can't become president. That's crazy. That's what kind of country is that? What kind of system is that? To meaning, what's he asking? He's saying it's backwards. We're going to have a havamina that a shor muad is putter from the Dmei Vlados, and a shor tam is chayiv in the Dmei Vlados. That's the most backwards thing in the world. Shor Tam is always less chayiv than a Shor Muad, not more chayiv than a Shor Muad. What kind of havamina? So Tosa says it's too far-fetched to havamina. We can't even, meaning there never was such a havamina. Tosa says it's not what we meant to say ever. We never meant to say that there was a havamina that a Tam would be chayiv and a Muad would be totally pater. Now, if you look at Tosa, top Tosa says, Lo ba l'meimer Tam shemukhuyev mimasha Muad pater. What all the animal has to do is gore a couple of more times, then it's going to become pater? That's ridiculous. Now, what it really meant to say originally was that the muad shouldn't have to pay any more than the tam has to pay. That was the havamina that I would have thought that the muad. The muad is going to be that when the pasuk says ki natu anashim, it tells me that an animal doesn't have any extra chiyuv when it's a muad and it kills the vlados more than a tam that kills the vlados. They would both pay whatever chatzi vlados or something like that. So that's what I would have thought. And then the kasha v'hadukamri yitziva ba'ara mishum tzad tam sakal shein mishalim el mugufo chayiv tzad muedus lo kolishkein. And the kasha that Rava asks on that is, no, if you're going to be chayiv for the tzad tamus shabo, then the tzad muad shabo should for sure generate its own chiyuv. But in Achinami, there was never a havamina that the muad would be putter and the tam would be chayiv more than the muad. The havamina was that they'd be chayiv the same. But the kasha on that doesn't make sense either. Because if the tzad tam's shabo is going to be chayiv, then the tzad muad shabo should for sure be chayiv. So you should for sure be chayiv more for a muad. So then it shouldn't be the same. So rather, we're going to say suggestion number two of why we would still need Baal HaShor Naki to exempt from Dmei Vlados if I already have Ki Yinatzu Anashim v'lo Shvarim. Ella Amarava, suggestion number two. It's Tzrich. Sal Kedai Dechamina. I might have thought had I only had Ki Yinatzu Anashim, I would have thought Anashim v'lo Shvarim Adom and Anashim that were only excluding Shvarim that are like Anashim in the sense that Ma Anashim Wadim Ma Shvarim Wadim, and therefore V'kal V'chomer L'tam in the Petiri. The Havamina is, I would have said that a muad is that a shor muad that kills the vlados is going to be pater, and therefore kal v'chomer a tam that kills vlados is going to be pater, and therefore, which is fine, but therefore hadukas v'rachmana Baal HaShor Naki. What does the Baal HaShor Naki teach me? Not that the tam is pater from dmei vlados. I know that already from ki yinatzu anashim, but it tells me tam pater muad chayiv. Tells me that only a tam is pater from Dmei Vlados, right? That Baal HaShor Naki tells me it's davka a shor tam that's naki. A shor muad is going to be chayiv in Dmei Vlados. So that's the extra chiddush. It's not coming to tell me a ptur, it's coming to tell me a chiyuv. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, yeah, if that's the case, El Meata, Gabe Boshas Nami Nema Hachi. You say the same thing by a Boshas payment. Anashim Vlosh Farma Domala Anashim. That the Boshas payment is also only when a man embarrasses someone and not by a shor that is Dome to a man. Meaning, Ma Anashim Wad Ma Shor Muad and Kalvachom Latam de Ptiri, that it would tell me that a shor, whether it be Muad or Tam, is Pata from Boshas, but then Hadar Kazrachman Abala Shor Naki, then Bala Shor Naki should come and teach me Tam Patr Mur Chayiv. That it's only a Tam that's Patr from Boshas, but a Shor Mur would be Chayiv in Boshas. Why don't we say that? Well, if you're going to make, it's the same exact drasha, right? If you're going to make the drasha to tell me that the Shor Mur is Chayiv in Dmei Vlados, so you should make a drasha to tell me Shor Mur is Chayiv in Boshas also. Tulsa says, then what about Ripoy and Sheves? Couldn't you have made the same drasha? We also dashin from Anashim. So Gemara says, Tulsa says, no, we know the Gemara knew Kimle the Gemara that who Anashim asal the drasha achrini, but that the Anashim that it says by Ripoy and Sheves, we knew was used for another drasha and can't be used for this drasha. What about Tsar? Tsar it says Ish ba'amiso v'lo shar ba'amiso. Right, by the Tsar payment, it's also a Lashon of Ish. So Tosfos says, no, we wanted to dafka ask from a case where we use the word Anashim, because it's more similar to our case, where we're using Anashim. So we were, by the Dmei Vlados, the Torah used the word Anashim. So we'd rather not bring in a case where it just says Ish, we'd rather just stick with the word that we're already using, which is Anashim. So anyway, but the Kasha is still a Kasha, if you're going to tell me that Dmei Vlados, that the reason you need Bala Shor Naki is to tell me that the Ptur of a Shor on Dmei Vlados is only for a Shor Tam and not for a Shor Muad, it should also be used to teach me that the Ptur of a Shor from paying Boshes is only on a Shor Tam and not for a Shor Muad. V'chitei machinami, maybe we say, yeah, enochinami, that's true, but then ihach, yuvisni Bala Shor Naki, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, v'pratam Dmei Vlados umi Boshes. Then Rabbi Yossi Aglili should have said that Bala Shor Naki doesn't only teach me that a Shor Tam is Pata from Dmei Vlados and a Shor Muad is Chayiv in Dmei Vlados. He should have also said that a Shor Tam, it teaches me a Shor Tam is Pata from Boshes, but a Shor Muad would be Chayiv in Boshes. Ella, rather we need to resort to answer number 3 again of why I would need the Pasuk of Bala Shor Naki to teach me that you're Pata from the Dmei Vlados, if I already know it from Chiyinatsu Anashim. We're going to have to suggest a different reason. Ella Abai V'Ravadami Tarvayu Anashim Eina Son B'Isha Ye'anshu. When it comes to men that are fighting and they accidentally kill the fetus, if the woman doesn't get killed, then the men are going to have to pay for the fetus. Yesha Son B'Isha Lo Ye'anshu. But if the woman does get killed, then they're not going to have to pay for the fetus, because you have kamle b'drabe minei. They killed the woman by accident. So again, we're assuming that tanda bechiskia, that we're not mechalik between mechavin sheino meskavin, right? That you, no matter what happens, if you did something that is a crime that normally would involve a more severe punishment, so kamle b'drabe minei, you're pater from the money. So, and the comparison is, why do we say anashim? To teach me v'lo shvarim, as opposed to a shar, da'afagav di'yesha son ye'anshu. A shar, even if the woman gets killed, the owner of the shar should still pay the Dmei Vlados. That's what I would have thought had I just had v'chi yinatsu anashim. That's why hadakas rachman bala shar naki the pater. Therefore, the pasuk tells me bala shar naki to tell me that your pater, even if the bala shar is going to be pater if the shar killed the fetus. And because from the pasuk Chiyinatsu Anashim, I would have thought the Baal HaShor would be Chayiv. Mas Ravad Barava, so Ravad Barava asks, Atu ba'ason tali milsa, bekavana tali milsa. By the Shor, it has nothing to do with whether the woman gets killed or not. By the Shor's Chiyuv is determined based on its kavana. Right, if the Shor is kavana to kill the woman, so then the Shor is going to be chayiv for that act. The Shor is going to get killed. If the Shor doesn't have kavana to kill the woman, like we said, it's kavin larg behema and it kills a person, right? So then the Shor is not going to be chayiv misa. Ella, the fourth possibility, Amar Avad Barava, Anashim kines kavnu zelazeh afal gav shiyesha son biisha yanshu. You have to just, I mean, it's saying the same thing as the previous answer. We're just throwing kavana into the equation. We're bringing kavana into the formulation. So we're saying as follows: when it comes to kinyanatzu anashim, teaches me the following: when anashim are fighting and niskavnu zelazeh, they have kavana to kill each other. Afal gav shiyesha son biisha, even though they kill the woman, yanshu. they're going to get punished. But kineskavnu means they're going to have to pay for the dmei vladas because they weren't trying to kill the woman. Kineskavnu liisha atzma lo ye'anshu. But when they had kavana to hit the woman herself, then they're not going to have to pay for the dmei vladas. As opposed to velo shvarim, as opposed to an ox, dafil niskavnu liisha atzma ye'anshu. Even if it's kavana for the woman herself, it should still have to pay the dmei vladas. That's what I would have thought from that pasuk. That's why I need kasav rachmana balasharnaki diptiri. That's why I need the pasuk balasharnaki to tell me that the ox is always pater from dmei vlados. V'chein kiasu Rabbi Chagai midroma asa va'isi masnisa biyadei. And when Rabbi Chagai came from the south, he also brought a brisa with him. Kavase d'ravada barava, that said just like ravada barava. So essentially, this entire amud from the fifth line down to this point was all trying to explain what we learned from balasharnaki, the third possibility of what we learned from balasharnaki, which is that the shor does not have to pay the dmei vlados, and we explained why that drasha would be necessary, considering the fact that we already have the word anashim in the parsha about dmei vlados. There's an interesting Meretz Chayis over here on this last line. Probably, if you would learn this amud, you would ask yourself what's the most inconsequential line on the whole amud. It would probably be the line where it says v'chein ki asur v'chagai midroma, that when Rabbi Chagai came from the south. Who cares where Rabbi Chagai came from? And all he's doing is bringing a brisa to support an answer that was already the maskana of the Gemara anyhow. So the Maharas Chai says, no, this teaches us a very valuable lesson, this line of that he came from the south. Maharas Chai writes, Nir be'enai harbe pa'amin b'shas matzinu inyan droma. Such a Maharas Chai type of comment. It's very global. Doesn't just look at the sugya, looks at Shas always. So a lot of times in Shas you find the Inyan of Durham, of the south. We have to explain what's this all about. So he says it's well known. We know that during the time of the Bayesheni and even after the Churban, the primary center for Torah was in Eretz Yisrael, was in Yerushalayim, was by the Lishkas HaGazis, right? The Sanhedrin was primarily a Kolel Elyon. It was the greatest Talmidei Chachamim who were sitting and learning all day. That's where Hora went to all of Klal Yisrael, and that's where the Torah came from. Then the center of Torah transferred over to Yavneh. Then when Rav went to Bavel, so then the Babylonian Torah centers were built. And until the end of the Gaonim, it was all in Bavel. Those were the centers of Torah. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Ayin says that Yehuda ben Durtai was poreish from the Chachamim, from the Torah centers, the Yashav lo bedarom, and he went to reside where? In the south. Mipnei Desfirilei Chagiga Doch HaShabbos, because he had a machlokas with the Chachamim. Umaksha Hashas Shaman, the Gemara asks, Vanan Taimu de Prushim Nekum Nigmar, meaning, why would you tell us the opinions of those who are poreish from the Chachamim? This Rabbi Yehuda went to be kovei yeshiva in the south. That's he was being poreish from the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kavasham yeshiva gadol limol atamidim vayusonu ma'od snu ma'od etzal Chachamim." The rabbis hated the people in the south. They were rebellious. They were going against all the Chachamim. So he says that's one source, that the people in the south were generally not the good guys. They were rebellious. They were going against all the Chachamim. He says Yerushalmi in Pesachim in Reish Perak Makam Shnagu. Also says Rabbi Simlai Asad Kamed Rabbi Yehuda Alpan Agada Amalei Mesoros Biyadi She'ein Mosim Agada. You can't teach Agada, which often reveal some of the mystical secrets of Torah that we try not to give to someone who's not ready for it. Lola Bavliim v'lola Dromim, not to people from the south. Again, why not to people from the south? Gasei ruach, because they're arrogant. Umuute Torah, and they're not so strong in Torah either. And he has another Gemara about Lud, that Lud was Beretz Yehuda Dorum Yerushalayim, and says something not nice about Lud. And there's Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. See the Bucky and Bavli Yerushalmi shows you that the south is always indicative of a place where there were people who were not really Balei Torah, but who wanted to have their own Torah authority against those who were really the true Talmidei Chachamim. So he says, so what's the major lesson the Gemara is teaching us? Is that even if sometimes you don't like people so much, and you don't think their shittas are so good, if they have something valuable to offer, you still have to be lomei mikol adam. you should still sometimes learn Mikal Adam. He says, "Misapra Gemara Kan Afal Pisha Snuim Hayu Adromi in Beinei Chachmei Bavel VeChachmei Eretz Yisrael." Even though they hated these Southerners, the Chachmei Bavel VeChachmei Eretz Yisrael hated them because those as a Tov Kiblu Mehem, but they still were Mekabel the Tov from them. They still accepted the good things that they had. The Siyum in Brisa Shuva Midarom VePracha Matzinu VYerushalim Perikara. Meaning the point is that the idea was to reach out to them and to certainly accept what they have to say when they have a good idea and it supports something that was maskana that we had reached already. So not to just automatically shut out everything that they say. Okay, Tanya Idach. Now we have a fourth approach to Bala Sharnaki. What does Bala Sharnaki mean? Bala Sharnaki, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Naki mean Dmei Eved. You're patur from paying for the Dmei Eved, the Shloshim Shaleved, that normally when you kill an Eved, you pay Shloshim. So the name of Rabbi Akiva Lenafshei, that's Rabbi Akiva's drasha. But why can Rabbi Akiva ask on himself the same thing he asked on Rabbi Eliezer? Remember the second drasha from Bala Sharnaki, the first one we did today, was that you're Naki from Chatzi Kofer. So what did Rabbi Akiva ask on that? That paying chatzi kofar, you're only going to pay megufo. The animal's dead. How are you going to pay megufo? So you should say the same thing by the eved, by the shloshim shaleved. How are you going to pay the shloshim shaleved? That's supposed to be paid megufo. If the animal kills an eved, the animal gets skila. So you can't pay it megufo. The animal's dead. You can't pay. Let Rabbi Kiva ask that on himself. You can't pay megufo. Bring the dead animal to Beis and see how much you can get for it. You can't get anything for it. So I'm Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak kishakad. Now the case is that the Bailim shechted it before the Gemar Din, and that's why the animal does have some value. I might have thought that you can get paid from it. So Kamashmul, and therefore comes to tell me, since it was Chayiv Misa, even though you shechted it, you can't pay the Eved for it. So frak the Gemara, it didn't stop Rabbi Kiva from asking the Kashan Rabbi Eliezer. Couldn't he have given that answer to his kashan Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer says, Bala Sharnaki teaches me you don't pay chatzi kofer. Rabbi Kiva says, of course you don't pay chatzi kofer. You pay megufo. There's no value. Couldn't he have given that same answer? No, it's teaching me in a case where the owner shechted it before the Gemar Din, and therefore does have value. So it is a chiddush that you don't pay chatzi kofer. So says Maria, hachinami. True, he could. True enough, Rabbi Akiva was aware of that. He could have thought of that answer to his own kasha and Rabbi Lazar. But Savar Dimli Yisli Time Achrina Da'adif Mehai V'Neimalei. He was hoping to get some better answer. So he asked. He pushed Rabbi Eliezer in the hope that Rabbi Eliezer would give him a better answer than this one, than the fact that he shechted it, that the owner shechted it before the Gemar did. So Rabbi Lazar Nami Lishni Le Shekadim Shachto. Why Taka does Rabbi Eliezer not say this answer? Why does Rabbi Lazar defend himself in other ways, the two ways that we saw before, either Al Pi Erechad Val Pi Bailim, or that it was Niskavin Largazav Ahargazav, Niskavin Larg Behem of Ahargadam, or whatever? Why does Rabbi Eliezer defend himself in those ways rather than by defending himself just by saying that we're talking about a case where the owner shechted the animal before the Gemara Din? So Amalecha Hasam Hud Niskavin Largazav Behem of Ahargazadam, this Sharlav Bar Ketaluhu Klal, the Salkadai Tachamin and Nechayiv, Itzur Kralamute. When do I need a pasuk to tell me that you're not going to have to pay the Chatzi Kofer? Is where the Shar isn't really Chayiv Misa at all. Shar tried to kill a behema, accidentally killed an Adam. The Shar is not Chayiv Misa at all. Over there, I really would have thought that you should pay Chatzi Kofer. That's where I really would have had such Avamina. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me otherwise. Aval Hacha, but in this case, where the Shar was Chayiv Misa, it's just that the owner cleverly decided to shech the Shar before the Gemar Din, to make Kara Bar Ketala Ava, that the Shar is really a Bar Ketala. Lot Sarachra, I don't even need a pasuk to tell me, Afal Gav De Shachte, even though the owner cleverly shechted it, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're part of Chatzi Kofer. So frankly, Maro, Rabbi Kiva Nami Vadei Hachi Hava, doesn't Rabbi Kiva agree to that ha'ara? Doesn't he agree to that point that there's a big difference between when the shar is chayiv misa and when the shar is not chayiv misa? Elam Ravasi says no. Hay milsami pi gavar Rabbi Shmieli uman Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. He says I happen to have heard this from a gavar rabba who, and I'll tell you who the gavar rabba was. It was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. There happens to have been a girsa apparently that it was Amar Rav Ashi that he heard from a gavar rabba Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. But the Maritz Chayis points out that girsa is clearly wrong. Because Ravashi is Sof Hara'ah, and there's no way he ever came in contact with Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. So it's Rav Asi is the correct here. So like we have it anyway. So he says, I heard from Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Salka dait dechamina hol va'am Rabbi Kiva af tam shechavul ba'adam mishalim b'mosin nezek shalem mishalim nami d'mei avin mei aliyah. That it's, I would have thought that since Rabbi Kiva holds, if you recall earlier in the Masechta we had when an animal and a person damage each other, right? So we said that if the person does damage to the animal of $100 and the animal does damage to the person of $200, even if it's a shar tam, Rabbi Akiva says the animal still pays the full $100 difference. It doesn't only pay the chatzi nezek difference, because the animal that hurts a person, you always pay nezek shalim even if it's a tam. So I might think, well, if it pays the full payment, it should also pay mei aliyah. The shar tam shouldn't only be limited to its own value, it should even pay mei aliyah. That's why I have Bala Sharnaki to tell me otherwise. Meaning, the whole taina on Rabbi Akiva, the whole taina that Rabbi Akiva could have had on himself is, what do you mean? Why do I need Bala Sharnaki? You're only paying Megufo anyway, so for the Eved. So why would I need Bala Sharnaki to tell me your putter? There is no Gufo, the animal's getting killed. So answers Gemara, no, you're not paying Megufo, Rabbi Akiva. I would have thought Rabbi Akiva holds you pay min aliyah, in which case it doesn't matter that the shor is getting killed, you're getting paid min aliyah. The owner has to pay min aliyah. He has to pay from his other assets. So that's why I need Bala Sharnaki to tell me that even though you should pay min aliyah, over here you're pater. Amalei Rabbi Zeru l'Rabbi Asi. So Rabbi Zeru says Rabbi Asi, but there's no way we would ever have a hava mina that Rabbi Akiva holds you pay min aliyah. But have Rabbi Akiva l'gzizir. Rabbi Akiva already taught us that this is not a possibility. The Tanya Rabbi Kiva Omer Yachol Yishale Min Aliyah. I might have thought you pay Min Aliyah when a tam hurts a person. Tam Lomer Kemishpat Hazeh Yaaselo Megufo Mishalim Vena Mishalim Min Aliyah. And that pasuk teaches me you only pay Megufo, not Min Aliyah. So there's never a havamina that you would pay Min Aliyah. Ella Amarava Itzrich. So Rav says, no, here's why I need Bala Sharnaki. Salka Taita Chamina Hol Machmireni Be'eved Yosef Mi Ben Chorin. Since we're more machmir by an eved than we are by a free person. Meaning, in what way are we we're more machmir when you kill an eved than when you kill a regular guy? How so? She Ben Chorin Yafasela Nosin Sela. If a Ben Chorin is worth a Sela, how much do you pay? A Sela. Shloshim, if he's worth 30 Selas, Nosin Shloshim, you pay 30. The Eved, Yafasela Nosin Shloshim, but an Eved, no matter how much he's worth, even if he's worth way less than the Shloshim, you still only pay Shloshim, right? Yafasela Nosin Shloshim, Mishtalim Nami, Dmei Eved Min Aliyah. So therefore, I would have thought that the Dmei Eved, at least, you would pay Min Aliyah. Even if normally damages you do to a person, Rabbi Akiva has a pasuk that tells me you only pay Megufo, damages that a Shar does to a person, but I would think an Eved is different, because an Eved has a Chumrah that you always pay Shloshim no matter what. So I would think by an Eved, you would pay min aliyah. That's why Kasa Rachmana Bala Sharnaki. That's why the Torah has to go out of its way to say Bala Sharnaki, that you don't pay the Shloshim Shel Eved when a Shar kills, when a Shar Tam kills an Eved. That's what Bala Sharnaki comes to teach me. Tulsa says, really, is that a Chumrah that by an Eved you always pay Shloshim? You could look at it as a Chumrah that when the Eved's worth less, you pay Shloshim, but you could look at it as a Kula also. When the Eved's worth more, you also still only pay Shloshim. So why is that a Chumrah? So Tulsa suggests that, no, meaning the point is that it's a set payment, that it's always going to apply. And therefore, just like it always applies, whether it's the person, the Eved was worth more or even less, so too I would think it always applies, even if you can't pay it Megufo, even if it would mean paying Min Aliyah, paying from other assets, right? That it should just be across the board. It should be an across-the-board payment, no matter what. There should be no excuses. That's the Havamina. Okay, anyway, Tanya Kavasi Durava, we have a Bryce that supports Rava. Let's try to get to the dots here. Tanya Kavasi Durava, Balashar Naki, Rabbi Kiva, Omer Naki, Midmei Eved. Rabbi Kiva says, you're Naki from paying the Dmei Eved. Valo Dinhu. Hol v'chayiv be'eved v'chayiv ben chorin. If you're chayiv for an eved and chayiv for what you do to ben chorin, makish chayiv ben chorin chilakta ba ben tam lemuad. Just like by the payments to ben chorin, we distinguish between the tam and the muad. Afkish chayiv be'eved nechlech ba ben tam lemuad. So to with the payments to an eved, the shloshim that you pay for an eved, we should distinguish between tam and the muad. That only a muad is chayiv, not a tam. Va'od kal v'chomer. And plus we have a kal v'chomer. Umma ben chorin shnosin kal shavir chilakta ba ben tam lemuad. If by a ben chorin, where you pay is entirely higher value, we distinguish between the tam and the muad. Eved sheino nosin el shloshim eino din shenachlu bo bein tam lemuad. So an eved that only pays shloshim, of course we should distinguish between tam and the muad. So says Gemara, lo machmirani be eved yosim ben chorin. We have a chumra by eved that doesn't apply to ben chorin. She ben chorin yafasela nosin sela shloshim nosin shloshim. Like we said, ben chorin you're going to pay whatever his value was. If it's less than shloshim, so you pay less. If it's more, you pay more. The eved yafasela nosin shloshim. But an eved, even if he's worth less, you still pay shloshim. So therefore, yachol yechayev, there's a strong hava amina to assume that you're going to be chayev the shloshim shel eved, even when your shor tam kills an eved. Tam lomar bala shor naki. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. That's what bala shor naki is there to teach me. Naki mi dmei eved, that you're clean from the dmei eved.